Liturgical Day, Sunday the 3rd of Advent. The Gospel according to St. Luke. The people asked John, "What are we to do?" And John answered, "If you have two coats, give one to the person who has none. If you have food, do the same." Even tax collectors came to be baptized and asked him, "Master, what must we do?" John said to them, "Collect no more than your fixed rate." People serving as soldiers asked John, "What about us? What do we do?" And he answered, "Don't take anything by force, or threaten the people by denouncing them falsely. Be content with your pay." The people were wondering about John's identity. Could he be the Messiah? Then John answered them, "I baptize you with water, but the one who is coming will do much more. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. As for me, I am not worthy to untie his sandal. He comes with a winnowing fan to clear this threshing floor and gather the grain into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with fire that never goes out." With these and many other words, John announced the good news to the people. Our comment is by Cardinal Jorge Mejia, activist and librarian of Holy Roman Church. Today, well into Advent, God's words introduce us to Jesus Christ's precursor, St. John the Baptist. God the Father is preparing the arrival, that is, the advent of his Son, born of the Virgin Mary, in many different ways, as the beginning of the letter to the Hebrews says. Patriarchs, prophets, and kings prepare Jesus' arrival. We see both genealogies in Matthew's and Luke's Gospels. Jesus Christ, son of Abraham, son of David, Moses, Isaiah, and Jeremiah announced his advent and described the features of his ministry. But St. John the Baptist, as can be seen in his liturgy, would be the one to point him out to the world, and the privilege of baptizing our Lord went mysteriously to him. He was to be the very last witness before Jesus' arrival, and he gave it with his life, with his death, and with his word. His birth was also announced, like that of Jesus's, and was prepared, as seen in Luke's Gospel, and his death, as a martyr, victim of a king's weakness and of a wicked woman's hatred, also prepared the way for that of Jesus. This is why he receives the most extraordinary praise from Jesus himself, which can be read in Matthew's and Luke's Gospels. Quote, "I tell you, among those born of women, there is no one greater than John." Unquote. John, who would have known of all this praise, is, however, an example of humility. He tells us today, quote, "I am not worthy to untie his sandal." Unquote. And according to St. John, "He must increase while I decrease." Let us listen today to his word, exhorting us to share what we have and to respect the justice and dignity everyone deserves. Thus, we shall be preparing ourselves to receive he who is coming to save us, and will come again to judge the living and the dead.